team, welcome back to the Mosaic. This is the place where we put pieces of life and business, one intentional piece at a time, to build something meaningful, beautiful, real, and extra not ordinary, okay? I am Arzu, your host, and today we are going to talk a little bit tacky. Tech, technology, and how AI and some of the tech tools can help you work smarter, save time, really boost your impact, and move you closer to the freedom that you're building with your business. So if you're juggling a bunch of things, and if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you are, by the way. If you're juggling maybe a job, maybe your own business, a family, goals, and you feel the days are just too short. Now, this one is for you, all right? So, and I'll try to make this as actionable as possible. And there's a lot to say about AI nowadays. And I know that some of these things may be a refresher for you, but I want to give you my take a little bit on them and really get you started and not think too deep or overthink this stuff and start playing and start to become more efficient with these tools that I'm going to give you today. So why using these tools, the technology and the AI, the tools that are available to us right now, and why it matters, right? Why using them matters? Because, you know, the things that we're talking about in this podcast, I don't want you to, and you don't need to, chase perfection in your business, in your life, but you do need efficiency. Time is our biggest asset. And let me tell you, in my world, building apps, running businesses, my personal life, job, teaching, podcasting, I just could not afford to waste hours on repetitive stuff. I need tools that help me do more with less. And that's really where AI comes in. Now, you do need to use the tools smart and efficient and realize that there is a little bit of a, you can't just rely on AI output only. You still need to review the tool, the output. You still need to make it your own. You still need to filter through your own intelligence, right? But starting with a blank slate, those days nowadays are over, right? So whatever you do nowadays, I want you to think about, before starting a task, I want you to think, how can, take a pause and think, is there a tool to get me started with from not a blank slate? Ask that question to yourself, okay? So, and I know that you've heard some of these tools. Let me get a little bit, give you a few tools that I love and maybe you can adopt quickly to your life. Now, all of these tools, there is a free layer, which has a bunch of limitations, but great to get you started on things. And then there's a paid version, right? And it all makes sense because these tools, whenever you make a call, say you interact with ChatGPT, this tool goes out and makes a call to a large language model, and then that call costs someone dollars. So they have to recoup some of their expenses. So there has to be a paid layer of these products, and it is completely normal, So don't be upset that you're going to bump into these limitations. But if cost is a holdback for you, start with the free layers of these tools and see how far you go, and then assess if you need the free the paid versions as you go along. Okay, so let's start with ChatGPT. ChatGPT is great for writing emails, like brainstorming business ideas, generating content, so you don't start from a blank slate. And there is ChatGPT. You just say ChatGPT.com, and you're going to get and create an account, and it's so easy to get started on things with ChatGPT. Nowadays I use ChatGPT for my personal life. I have also used enterprise versions of ChatGPT at my job. We use Microsoft Copilot. So if I keep referring to Copilot or ChatGPT, I am usually switching context from my work tasks versus personal tasks. So I want you to understand that I am still talking about something very similar, because they both use OpenAI services. They both use the same large language models. So even though I have an enterprise version of the chat version of AI usage at work, for my personal life, I still have a paid subscription for ChatGPT, because I use it a lot for my day-to-day job, my personal businesses, and so on. So I opted to pay for ChatGPT. That's my base level, super elegant way of writing business ideas, transformations, generating content for my businesses, and so much more. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out there. But ChatGPT has different layers of large language models. And large language models are all about data that these AI models are trained on, and they are getting smarter and smarter every day. So they keep refining these models that they are building. So as they advance them, they are coming up with more advanced versions of these models. And the advanced versions of the models, they are putting some limits on using the advanced versions. So if you bump into an advanced model limitation, say, oh, you've used model 5.5, GPT 5.0 model, I want you to know that you could maybe possibly lower the model and keep using that ChatGPT service if you are at the free layer. I wanted you to know about that. Now, I am going to talk a little bit about how you're going to be interacting with these services, but let me just list you a few other tools that I use pretty, I would say, if not daily, it's every other day, but daily. I use one of these tools daily. Maybe not all of them, but one of them, or maybe 2-3 of them daily. Anyhow, so then the next GPT-like, so chat interface-like tool that I like and love using is Claude. It is Claude. It is, I held off on this tool because I had already invested on ChatGPT, and I already have the Copilot Enterprise version. I have access to that. But I still refer to Claude for deeper thinking, analyzing documents, getting feedback on the code that I write. So I still, to this day, I use Claude. And I like the tool because it gives me insights in code analysis that ChatGPT doesn't quite give me. Now, I haven't upgraded to the paid version yet, because I heavily rely on some of the other paid versions of development tools and whatnot. That's why I am not making it super software development specific, but I do want you to know about Claude because it is worth mentioning. It is a great tool that you can explore. And if you bump into the limitation, it gives you 3-4 hours and then you can interact back with it for a little bit longer. So they give you time limitation. They give you prompt. So if your prompt is too long, you won't be able to interact with Claude, right? So if you have a long code that you're pasting into Claude, it won't help you because you bump into the paid version or free version limitation. So I want you to know that. But play with it. Play with Claude. You may like it. It is, again, Claude. And I will put in the episode description the links that you need for these tech tools. Then the other tool that I have been hearing about and I like, but I have not used the AI version myself for my personal use because lately I'm not using Notion a lot. I have a Notion free version of a Notion workspace. If you haven't used Notion before, just it's Notion. It's a great tool to use for organizing your ideas, tracking your projects, your progress towards your goals, really turning chaotic life and organizing your life and building clarity into your days. It's a great tool. And I have heard about their AI version of it and building workflows for your weekly goals, daily tasks, and prompts to reflect on your goals and tasks. Play with it. I haven't, but it is. I think it is worth mentioning this tool so you can go play with it. I use similar tools, paid versions of things at my job that interacts with Microsoft tools, Microsoft Office applications. So I don't need it for my personal business at this point, but it's worth mentioning it. So if you don't have access to Copilot and Copilot technology and maybe it is worth mentioning. It's worth mentioning if you are wanting ideas, tracking projects, tasks, building daily to-do lists, play with Notion AI. All right. Now, we do use a paid version of this similar tools, again, at work. I want you to play with Motion AI tool. Motion is all about automating automating tasks, manual tasks that you may be doing, scheduling, like looking at your calendar and scheduling focus blocks maybe for your project work, exercise, and your family time. Motion is an AI tool that could do some type of automation on your calendar. So again, I don't use the Motion tool. I use similar enterprise level tools for my job. But if you have a need for this, check out Motion. All right. And then the last tool that I do want to talk about is Otter AI, OTTER.AI. So this tool is yet another tool that I haven't played with it myself on for my personal life, but I use a very compatible tool on my day job pretty much daily, and this is to listen in, join Otter AI on your meetings, and then they listen in on the meeting conversations and they create meeting transcripts, so nobody needs to take meeting notes. It captures conversations and then it turns the talking points into actionable actions, so you can do a quick meeting summary and it can generate actions from the meetings that you attend, which is an amazing time saver. All right, so I'm just going to keep it at that, and I'm still going to want this episode to be a little bit at a decent time limit, because I don't want to create these 45 an hour long episodes for you. So this is like easy to consume as episode. I want to keep it with that, but I cannot let you go before I tell you a little bit about how to interact with these tools that I'm talking about, right? Because tools, the tools that I mentioned so far are only as good as how you use them, all right? So the way that you instruct and interact with these AI tools is how is you writing an effective prompt so that it gives you back an effective and a very good, better answer, right? So I want you, when you're interacting with these tools, I want you to think about a very simple structure that you can use, okay? There are four steps to this. I want you to just keep that in mind, okay? Four steps. And one is somewhat optional, but the first three is really, really critical. So before you sit down and starting to interact, whether it is ChatGPT, whether it is Notion AI, whether it is Claude, I want you to first tell ChatGPT or whatever tool that you're using the role that they need to act as so that you can set the context, right? So what do you want the AI to act as? So is this, so as an example, act as a general naturopath and so that I can create natural remedies for this blah, blah, right? So act as a digital marketing strategist. Act as a top-tier sales representative, right? So what is the context? What is the person that this large language model that you're interacting with, refine that into a good context that it can start narrowing down on what you're going to ask AI to do for you, right? Set that role and make it impressive. I want you to act as the top tier software developer that knows React, right? So make it really impressive and specific and applicable to the problem that you're trying to solve, okay? So go a little bit even further, right? Keep that role crisp so that you can get crisper solutions when you interact with these tools. Then the next thing is, now that you set the context, you're going to tell AI exactly what you need help, the task that you need help with. Define that task very clearly. So as an example, I want you to act as a digital marketing strategist that can help me draft a social media post. Well, this is a good prompt, but not so, it is good, right? Now you're trying to make social media posts, that's a task. I get that. But now I'm going into the third bullet of writing an effective prompt. Give it a little bit more specifics of the task that you're asking the AI to do for you. Okay, well, social media post is great, but what type of post? Is this a LinkedIn post? Is this Instagram? Is this Facebook, right? How many words? Maybe 300 LinkedIn social media post that would have effect on people in this job category, right? So that's a very good specific task that now you're helping AI so that it can bring you back good, crisp answers or things that you can act on quicker, right? Help yourself, help AI help you better. Okay. All right. So then this is optional, but it is, I highly recommend it, right? So you can, it is great too. So now you define the role, act as digital marketing strategist, right? So digital marketing, digital social media marketing strategist, right? You could, even if that role, you can bring some clarity. You define the role, you define the task, you created some specifics around the task that you want AI to help with. Now you can also make it help you with the tone or a little bit of additional things that it can do for you. So as an example, following on with our example, right? So you told the role, you told the social media post, you gave it specifics. Now you can say, use a friendly tone, include a call to action, mention my limited time offer, right? Things like that gives it your style, your tone, gives it a little, helps you with a little bit of your tone. And it really fine tunes that answers that you're going to get from these tools, okay? Or if you're going to schedule with Notion AI, if you're going to schedule a day, your day, it may be your family time is important to you. Make sure you could say at the end, you can say, make sure that these days, my family time is more important from this time to this time. So make sure you don't book anything at those times. So you can bring more tone, your style, your specific needs, and bring those into your prompts so you can get better answers back. All right, so your challenge this week is I want you to pick one tool that I mentioned. And if not daily, I want you to use at least 3 times this week and play with these tools. Play with some specific tasks that you normally dread. Then track it. Did it really save you time? So if you didn't, it didn't save you time, you don't have to keep using it. But I want you to give it a little bit time so you and the AI can start interacting better. Then track, like, did it reduce your stress level? Did your output improve? And then start reflecting, what did you do differently? What will you keep doing or what will you stop doing? Keep, ask these good questions so you can reflect on that, okay? So I know I talked a lot on this episode, and this was useful for you. If you were, maybe this was a good refresher for you, I'm happy if that is the case. But let's stick to today's affirmations. So I want you to repeat after me. I use smart tools to expand my time, energy, and impact. I embrace innovation so I can focus on what matters most. My productivity aligns with my purpose. I step into the future with intention, not overwhelm. I conquer technology and build with clarity, speed, and freedom. All right, team. The era of doing everything manually is over. If you want to build the life and the business you love, you don't have to work harder. You really have to work smarter. I want you to choose a tool this week. I want you to start crafting good prompts. And then let that technology carry you so you can lead, you can create, you can spend time with your family, you can live fully. And if you love this episode, please hit share, rate it, and follow me on social media. I am not on social media a lot, but I promise I will get to it. I'm looking for resources for that, but I will be there. Just keep following me. I love you. I believe in you. You can do this. Let's keep building our mosaic, one intentional piece at a time, with power, with clarity, and with speed. I am out. Talk to you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.